Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Healing is the children's bread. In Mark chapter 7, verses 27 through 29, there's a story of a Syrophoenician woman. She was a Gentile, actually an idol worshiper, who came to Jesus persistently begging him to heal her daughter. And he replied in the following manner. And he said to her, "First, let the children be fed, for it is not becoming or proper or right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little house dogs." I guess pets. But she answered him and said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the small pups under the table eat the little children's scraps of food." And he said to her, "Because of this saying, you may go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter permanently." Now, this is an interesting story because Jesus basically calls the woman a dog. But you need to understand the reason for that, because dogs back then were not domesticated like we have today. I'm not talking about your little house pet, your cute pet, you know, that is a part of the family. I'm talking, dogs were basically stray, diseased animals that represented being unclean. So basically Jesus told the woman, "You're unclean." She was, because she was an idol worshiper. That's why her daughter was demon possessed. She was under a curse. But the moment she recognized that even a little crumb that falls from the master's table, because what did Jesus say? The healing is the children's bread. You don't even need a whole loaf of bread. You need the one little crumb. One little crumb will heal you. And it's important to understand, what did Jesus say? It is not becoming or proper or right to take the children's bread. As children of God, this is your right. It is proper. It is becoming for you to be healed. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. Healing belongs to the child of God. According to the word of God, healing is your right based on the conditions that he has spelled out for us in his word. You do not deserve his healing power. You are entitled to his healing power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a covenant promise. It's a covenant promise. You do not deserve healing because you cannot earn it any more than you can earn God's righteousness, your salvation, or the forgiveness of your sins. You cannot earn it. It has been gifted. Healing is God's gift to his children. But as a covenant child of God, you are entitled to receive his healing power for your body. It is your right. It is your birthright. It is your birthright. It is a gift that comes by faith. You need to appropriate it today by faith, knowing that it is yours. You have to take it. Healing is in the atonement. Salvation is an all-inclusive package. We can read many scriptures on that, but if you will look at Matthew 8:17, King James says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Isaiah had prophesied that Jesus would take our sins on his body, punishment on his body on the cross. And Jesus on the cross bore our sin, and he also bore our sickness in his body on the tree. Forgiveness of sins and healing of our physical bodies go together. They're part of the same package deal. Amen. And what we're about to receive today, the bread and the wine, is a covenant meal. It's a happy meal. Hallelujah. It's a happy meal. And you're not going to get a little plastic toy. You get healing. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Jesus took 39 stripes when Pilate ordered that he would be scourged or whipped. He was whipped so harshly that it tore his body open. Bible says he did not resemble a man when he hung on the cross. He did not have a sight that was becoming a, you know, that's why I get really irritated with certain pictures of Jesus on the cross or the crucifix, but it's just Jesus with like two little trickles of blood. He was beaten. He was bruised. If you can imagine, his face was bruised and purple and swollen. His body ripped to shreds, not just his back, his whole body, because those tails of the whip and had little hooks on them would just literally tear into your flesh and rip it open. He suffered a physical pain that's unimaginable. Why did he suffer that? For our healing. He took our pain so we can have peace. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. He took our pain so we can have peace. And I don't know about you, but sickness and disease robs you of your peace and joy. It's a thief. The sickness steal. The sickness kill. The sickness and disease destroy. Then it must be a thief, according to John 10:10. Does sickness and disease bring abundant life? No. What brings abundant life? Jesus, the healer. The healer who went about healing all, doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So healing is the children's bread. It's included in our salvation. For this word in the Hebrew and the Greek implies deliverance, healing, soundness, preservation of the body, soul, and spirit. Everyone say sozo. That's the word used for salvation. It doesn't just mean forgiveness of sins. It means deliverance, healing, soundness, wholeness. Amen. One of the kids said that I think she won 6.5 souls. One must have been a half soul, but I'm glad that soul is made now whole in Jesus' name. Rounded up to 7. I was thinking about that. She said that because it was two of them that led the person to the Lord together. But look at 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. So as Jesus hung on that tree, the cross, there's actually not a mention of the word cross in terms of Jesus. It's always called a tree. He hung on a tree, of course, in the shape of a cross, but he hung on a tree. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Again, there's that righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. Past tense. When did that happen? When Jesus hung on the tree and took your sins. He also took your diseases. You were healed. It's not you're going to be healed. You were healed. You were healed 2,000 years ago. For it to manifest today, you just take it. That is mine today. Today, I'm receiving it, and I'm calling it to manifest now in my body by faith. See, faith appropriates the promise. By his stripes, you were healed 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. It is written in the past tense, As far as God is concerned, it has already been accomplished. All he's waiting for is for you to get the revelation, meet his conditions, which is faith, believing, and receiving, and receive what he has already done for you. He's not going to heal you. He has already healed you. So it would be erroneous for you to say, well, God will heal me, I'm believing, because that's really not faith. Faith is now. He has already healed me, and I receive it now, and I am healed now in Jesus' name. That is how you confess it. That is the voice of faith. Amen? He's both willing and able. Jesus is well able to heal and forgive all who come to him by faith. Matthew chapter 9, verses 5 through 7. For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, go to your house. And he rose and departed to his house. Hallelujah. Instantly. I'm believing today that there's going to be an instant manifestation of healing in your physical body. Instant manifestation of healing in your physical body right now, today. Today, as we partake of the healing, the children's bread, the moment we put that bread in our mouth, instant manifestation of God's healing power to drive out sickness and disease, every symptom to be gone, and healing and restoration to manifest immediately. I'm believing for instantaneous healing to manifest in your body now, today. Are you in agreement with me? He's not only able, as he said, take up your bed and walk. He's also willing. Matthew 8, verses 2 and 3. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Sometimes people question God's willingness. They believe that God heals, but they're just not sure if he will heal them. Lord, I mean, maybe healing's not for me. I mean, I've seen people healed. I've heard of people healed, but maybe it's not for me. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him. He touched a leper, by the way. Nobody touched a leper. He reached out his hand and touched the leper. That's love. That's acceptance. That's a connection. And he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. I am willing. So he is willing. There should be no doubt in your mind that he is willing as far as you are concerned. He is willing. He is willing. It is his will that all are healed, especially his children. Because healing is the children's bread. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Hallelujah. Immediately the leprosy was cleansed. That's what I'm believing today. Immediately. Immediately. Immediately the manifestation of God's healing power to remove whatever that thing is. The growth, the tumor, the symptom, the pain, the infection. We must believe that he's both willing and able to heal us. So we looked at it. Healing is the children's bread. Healing is in the atonement. He's both willing and able. And then comes our part, according to your faith. When we attach our faith to the word of God, his miracle working power is released. Matthew 9 verses 28 through 30 says in the New King James, and when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be unto you. And their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened according to your faith. So he is willing and able, but he's asking you the question, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? What did they answer? Yes, Lord. Do you believe? Yes, Lord. Can I get a louder? Yes, Lord. Do you believe? Yes, Lord. And he touched their eyes. That touch is so important. Today, Jesus, you may think Jesus is not here to touch your eyes, touch your body, but you are going to touch him because the bread represents the body of Christ. You're going to touch his body when you put that bread in your mouth. That's the point of contact for your faith to be released, for healing to manifest. Is this helping anybody here today? The Bible records several people who received their healing or their miracle through their faith in Jesus Christ and his word. The woman with the issue of blood who touched his garment by faith. Mark 5:34 says, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Your faith has made you whole. The Syrophoenician woman who was willing to receive even the crumbs of the children's bread and whose daughter was healed of demon possession. Matthew 15:28, Amplified says, then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you wish. And her daughter was cured from that moment. That means instantly. So today we're going to contend for instant manifestation. Instant healing. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Instant. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today. Hallelujah. The blind man crying out for mercy, who threw off the garment that signified his disability as he came to Jesus expecting to be healed. In Mark chapter 10, verse 52, then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. And immediately, again, there's that word immediately. I'm contending today for immediate. I'm contending today for immediate. Immediate. No more. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Immediately. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. I mean, he was blind. He had to follow Jesus on the road. He needed his sight immediately. How about the Samaritan leper who came back to thank Jesus for his healing and was made whole? Luke chapter 17, verse 19, Amplified Classic says, and he said to him, get up, go on your way, your faith, your trust and confidence that spring from your belief has restored you to health. Has restored you to health. Your faith has restored you to health. This man was a leper. Leprosy literally eats away parts of your body. He was made whole. That means he got his ears back. He got his nose back. Literally parts of your body just start falling off. Your skin just falls off. He got brand new skin. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Come on, somebody. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The plague shall cease today. That which has been plaguing you, it's enough, enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. No more. I feel such a righteous indignation in my spirit. I hate sickness and disease. I hate suffering. I hate pain. I feel God's anger against the devil, and I feel God's compassion for his people. He wants it for you now. He wants it so much. Jesus instructed Jairus when he heard the bad report that his sick daughter had died. He was waiting for Jesus, got interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. He thought maybe if he had gotten there sooner to the house, she might have lived, but she had already died. But look at what Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not, believe only. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear not. Believe only. That's all he's asking for you. Only believe. Only believe. He'll do the rest. Only believe. He'll do the rest. And the final word I want to share with you today is you belong to Jesus. If you're a child of God, you belong to him. Learn what the rights and privileges of your covenant contract are. Just as we learn the financial blessing that's a part of our covenant. But then obviously we have to respond in faith. Tithing is a response of faith. Healing is our covenant. And we're gonna take action right now. As we partake of the covenant meal, we're gonna take action. It's action. We're gonna put that wafer, that bread in our mouth, which is our healing. We're gonna drink from that cup, which is the cup of blessing. And when we do it, we're gonna do it in faith. We're gonna do it in faith, and we're gonna receive now, instantly. I'm telling you, I'm contending for instantaneous healings and miracles in the house today. Today, right now. No more waiting. No more waiting. Some of you, it's done. If you walk in obedience to God's word, the devil has no right to put sickness and disease on your body. Tell the devil to take his filthy hands off your body now. And make a choice to walk in divine health for the rest of your days.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.